All right. We have back show today, lots of guests. So I went with our first one who has kind of buoyed my honor of For You. The book is going to authorhouse.com. All right. The book is available on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And I want to give you a little information about it. The website is AnnaJGarcia.com. There's a book signing coming up in November at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Rochester, New York, in November. Also in the 2016 California Library Association event in November. And the book has a Spanish version and part of the 2016 Guadalajara International Book Fair. Welcome, Anna. It's great to have you.
Good morning, Stu. How are you?
Great, thank you. It's indeed a pleasure. And I have to say, your book, and I'm speaking from my own sense, has captured the essence of, to me, beauty, serenity, tranquility. I'm trying to think of the adjectives, enlightenment. What was the catalyst? And I suggest people go to YouTube, by the way, and see it. It's beautiful in every way. What was the catalyst for the book?
For me, it was to remind the readers that they should go back to nature, because nature is like a mother, that nature that nurtures us and empowers us and reminds us that we are born with the right to live in peace, harmony, love, order, wisdom. And the way that we wake up every day today is also much, there is a lot of negativity. So the poems in itself is just inviting the readers to connect with nature, to connect with their spirits, to feed the spirit with that which is rightfully there. I feel that there is a need for that.
Yeah, why did you do it in poetry form? It is a book of poetry. Why did you select poetry?
For me, it was just of expressing myself as freely as the images came to me. And I didn't even think of, is there a rhyme? Is there assonance or consonance, whatever. It was just more, this is what I wanted to express freely. It was a visualization. The images came first, and then the words just came after the images very, very easily. For me, the message is what is important and not the technique. It's the importance of connecting with I believe that for me it's God, but other people may call it the universal consciousness or Allah or whatever their creator is, but to really connect with that infinite wisdom that is so important nowadays to keep ourselves calm and to feel the love and to be surrounded by that love that is constantly ours.
Was this a metamorphosis, a transformative process for you to reach the point where you felt you could communicate this message? Or have you always been the epitome of serenity and tranquility and beauty, because there's so much of it around us we begin to forget? Did you need to have an experience to enter this zone?
Not really, because as a child, I grew up in Cuba, and I was always surrounded by the beauty of the land at the time. And I've been very much connected to nature and to a higher power that has always been very available to me at all the difficult moments, in all of the difficult moments of my life. So for me, it was just an extension of just let me now send this or share this with others that may need it, in whether it's death. For instance, when my father died and my mother's death, all of these things just reminded me that there was never death. It is always, especially with the sunrise and the sunset, I used that to remind myself that all there is a transition from this life, which we are living, into the spirit life. And so nature for me has always helped me and strengthened me in all of the most difficult process of my life. It's always been there. I just decided that it was time to share my experiences with others.
I mean, you just can't press a button or wave a magic wand. But as soon as I saw this book and the essence of it, I started to think about the things every day that I take for granted. You know, the old saying, wake up and smell the roses. And, you know, my wife, who is a tremendous landscaper, and we come back to my house, and, I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. It's so professional. She said, Stu, did you notice this? And I said, well, you know, I really didn't. How do we awaken ourselves to appreciate what we have? Because there's so much trouble in this world.
Yes, correct. And it's true. For me, look at a rose. The rose is it's life and death right there. They come out, it's beautiful, and there's so much. The message is through the colors and the smell, the fragrance of the rose and everything. And then they are going in, but they live that moment so richly, so fully. It's nature at its best. And then also the other thing is, we think about, you know, in the Bible it says, don't worry about what you need to eat, because everything is provided for you. And it's so true. I retired here, down here in Florida. Of course, I wake up to birds and all the beauty of the land and stuff. And what happens is I notice how my little birds, they just know what they're doing. They know exactly where they're going. They live without worry. They are truly just enjoying the flight of the day. These are the things that now are enriching my retirement age more and more, because now I have the time to, I was aware of it before, but now I really have the time to be there more with it and to let it just flow through me. It's good having the time, more and more time now.
Anna, how much of this book is steeped in religion? How much of it is spiritual, or is it subject to one's own interpretation?
I believe that the spiritual side of my life is there from beginning to end, because one is nature as just nature, right? As the part of where we are and where we live with every day. But also I, in one of the chapters is totally dedicated to how I see God through nature. And then the other part is even when I speak a little bit of my love life. And again, I include my spirit in it. So the spiritual side is very strong in the book.
I'm not asking you to be a psychologist or a psychoanalyst, but how does someone begin the process, of waking up and looking at a glass of water and they say it's half empty and not half full? Do you have a recipe for that?
Not really a recipe. I have always believed that every day you wake up is a brand new day. I believe strongly, even when I was a teacher for 41 years in an all-boys school in St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City, and I was so grateful that dealing in a Jesuit school where they give you a lot of more flexibility to teach the students, and I always said to my students, you have to wake up each day wanting to be better, wanting to be more, and enjoying the day, get the best of the day, whatever class you're in, whether here or anywhere. Because if we wait for what's going to happen tomorrow, just because you think it's going to be given to you, it's just not it. You have to start on. I always told them, your future is right there in the present. You have to start thinking and visualizing things to get you to the next level of wherever you want to be. So, no, for me, it has always been a process that it is important every day. I was born with it. It just felt comfortable.
Well, you're very fortunate. We have less than a minute to go. Is there a concluding statement you'd like to make to our listening audience? About 30 seconds.
Okay. Just live the day as if it was the last, so that you truly have a better life and a better future.
All right. Well said. Well articulated. I really want to encourage people to buy this book. It's for you. You can spell it F-O-R-U. It's a paperback from Author House on the book cover, which is really attractive, very interesting and different. It's the number 4 with a little curve, and then it says U, the letter U. Buy it. Our guest has been Anna J. Garcia. Thanks for starting the show off on such a positive note. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Stu. Have a great day.
Too. This is Stu Taylor. We will be back.